Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barbara Marina, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazines, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our store at www.greatloop.org/store. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. As Beth just said, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association Weekly Blog Radio. I'm Janice Cromer, and I'm the director of the group. And with us this week is Beth McHugh. Many of you have worked with Beth. She's our marketing coordinator and takes care of the website. And all of you people send her great pictures to put on the website, so thank you. For those non-members out there, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which of course includes the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. Our association is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our primary mandate is to get you information and enhance the overall experience for those doing the loop or dreaming about it. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to visit all of the free stuff we've got out there and then become a member. And a very special welcome to those members who are stuck up on the Erie Canal. They got bad news this morning. The canal is not yet open, and it may be several days again. So as Tom Hale said, those of you who decided to spend the summer in the Chesapeake made a great decision. Tom Hale is the editor of Waterway Guide, family of print and online cruising resources, and he was our guest host last week. There's so much to talk about on the Chesapeake that we asked Tom back to finish his presentation. If anyone has any comments or questions during this blog radio show, we have a toll-free number that you can call into. It's 877-497-1815. Okay, welcome back, Tom. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us again. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me back, Janice. I really enjoy cruising on the bay and introducing other people to some of the splendors of this wonderful cruising ground that I happen to have at my back door.
Well, you are fantastically lucky. You had wanted to talk something about the marinas. Do you want to start with that, Tom? Is that a good place?
Sure, Janice, that would be fine. Of course, trying to tell people what's a good marina is like trying to tell them what is the right boat to do a loop.
Exactly.
Or what you can certainly start a discussion. But let me throw out some ideas for people who are here on the bay. There's an awful lot of variety. My personal choice when I look for marinas is I look for floating piers because it's sort of becoming the standard. But some of the back creeks and small towns you'll find have standard piers, and that's fine. Here in the bay, our tidal range is only about 2 feet, generally speaking. So a fixed dock is certainly easy to manage. If you spend any time on the bay, however, you will find that when we have a northeaster and a low-pressure system passing over us, the water may rise an extra 2 feet. And when we have a high-pressure system and a westerly wind, the water will leave the bay and the tide will be an extra 2 feet low. So we do have a 2-foot tidal range, but it spans about 5 feet depending on wind and weather. Okay, well, that being said, starting just at the north of the bay, most people will want to spend a little time in Baltimore. Baltimore Marine Centers has 3 different marinas around the perimeter of the harbor. Some people like to be right downtown. It's got access to the Science Museum and Harbor Place and a short walk to Orioles Park at Camden Yard. I personally prefer to stay over on the North Shore at Fells Point. There are a tremendous number of restaurants and interesting places to visit, but it doesn't really matter where you stay. They have a fabulous water taxi system. And a little side note for any of you who are in the Baltimore area late or early in the season, the harbor is very deep. It's 20 feet deep, and even during freezing weather, the harbor stays warm enough that your heat pump will run, and you can heat your boat all through the winter because the water is so deep and stays warm. All right, coming down the bay, there's so many places to visit, but Annapolis is also always on the list of places people want to go. There's so much to see and do. There's history. It's a colonial town that is just a beautiful stop. And while Annapolis does have a large mooring field, a lot of people do want to stay at marinas. And while I could give you a list of places to stay, I thought I'd point out an interesting alternative, which is to stay right at the town city docks there in Eagle Alley. You can't make a reservation for these slips. You have to be there when something comes open. But it's a very fun place to dock. It's not free. No, you will pay for it. But you're right in the heart of the waterfront downtown part of Annapolis. Beautiful views, a lot of activity. So rather than stay at a standard marina, that might be something to give a try sometime when you're passing through.
How hard is it to get a slip, Tom?
It's not very difficult because most people don't know that they're available. call the city. There's a city marina. There's other places that people go.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, in the mid-season, particularly on the weekends, you'll be pretty hard-pressed to get in there. But during the week and on the shoulder seasons, it's quite easy. And it's really, you know, having stayed in lots of marinas, I find it a unique and interesting place to spend a few days.
Okay, thank you.
And it's a very short walk over to the U.S. Naval Academy with its museum and all of its history, too. Then for a little bit of a more rural flavor, go over into the Chop Tank and go to Cambridge, Maryland. They have a municipal marina that has just been upgraded with floating docks. It's a beautiful facility, and it's a beautiful area. If you want to launch your dinghy, you can explore the reaches of the Chop Tank River. You can run over to the sandy beaches at Latrap Creek. It's got great restaurants nearby, and it's becoming a very, very popular stop for cruises here on the bay. And, that's in the Chop Tank River. I missed St. Michael's, which would be in the Miles River. Again, St. Michael's has many good marinas. I've stayed at several of them. But for something unique and different, try staying at the Maritime Museum. Overnight dockage is only available to members, and while it isn't free, it's a very different atmosphere from being in a regular marina. You're actually on the grounds of the Maritime Museum for the evening, and they have great shoreside facilities, heads and showers, easy walk into town. It's very quiet, and it's unusual, you know, if you're a cruiser, it's a kind of an unusual place to spend a night with all that history and interesting boats all around you.
Uh-huh.
Again, the busy weekends in the summer, there won't be any space available, but most of the year you can get a slip there with about a week's advance notice.
Okay, great.
Okay. Now, as I say, you have to be a member to stay at the marina, so it's going to be a little bit more expensive perhaps than a standard marina, but I think it's so much worth it. And then the other option, is to go down to Solomon's. There are several great marinas in Solomon's, and I've stayed at both Van Nuys and Spring Cove. They're both, you should try and stay on the west side of the harbor so that you can walk into town and walk down to the restaurants. Another option, though, is if you've already joined the St. Michael's Museum, the museum in excuse me a sec. Hey guys, the museum in Solomon's is a partner, and so your membership in St. Michael's will carry over down to Solomon's, and sometimes they will let you stay there on the grounds of that marina. Further down the bay, there are some other great places to go. Deltaville is my home and a favorite. It's on a peninsula. There are two sides to the peninsula, and on the north shore, Dozier's Regatta Point Marina has floating docks, a beautiful pool, great views, and is a really good stop. But on the other side of the peninsula, you'll find Deltaville Boatyard and Marina, and it's in Jackson Creek. Jackson Creek is well protected, and the boatyard there has a very, very good reputation, and if you happen to be in need of service, that might be a really good option.
We've been to Deltaville, Dozier's Deltaville. It's a wonderful marina. And
well,
obviously they are an Admiral sponsor, so thank you.
Well, I happen to live there. But they're kicking me out this weekend because they need my slip for transients. They're that busy.
busy weekend.
Yeah. Well, so when they kick me out of Deltaville, where do I go? Well, I go out to Tangier or Smith Island. These are not fancy marinas. They're quite the opposite. But they are fascinating places to visit. And neither one can really handle boats much over about 45 feet. But for most loopers, that means these are viable options.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
And they are fascinating places to visit. And if you want a crab cake, those two towns are certainly on the list of where you should go. South of Deltaville, you have Yorktown. And the Riverwalk Marina in Yorktown has floating docks. It is right on the York River, and it is right at the Yorktown Victory Center. There's good shopping, and it's very easy to get around. There's even a shuttle service that'll take you to Colonial Williamsburg and over to the Jamestown Settlement. So we always have a good time when we go there, and usually end up staying longer than we went to because there's so much to see and do in the Yorktown area. Beyond that, you might want to go over to Cape Charles. Cape Charles has recently redone their whole town waterfront with floating docks. They have all sorts of festivals going on all summer long. There's always something interesting to see and do. There's a Tall Ships Festival, the Clam Slam, which is a seafood festival that features also Chesapeake Bay workboat docking contests, which are a great fun. There are two or three of those you can find on the bay every summer. Keep on going down the bay from Cape Charles. You get into Hampton Roads, which actually for most loopers is where you're starting your bay exploration.
Yeah.
And you're probably in a hurry to get up to the Erie Canal so you can wait there for 3 weeks. So if you... I recommend you come out of Norfolk and turn west and go up the James River. Just spend a day or two in that beautiful river. Smithfield Station is a colonial town on the Pagan River, which has recently redone its waterfront with beautiful docks, and it's got a pool, and it's a very popular place these days. And if you happen to like Smithfield hams, you'll be right at the heart of Smithfield ham country.
Fantastic.
And it's many people rush through that area and don't realize how much there is to see up the James River all the way to Richmond.
Tom, I think we're going to break for a minute if I can. I think this is a good point. We're going to do a commercial from one of our newer sponsors, Pink Shell Resort and Marina.
Okay, great.
When staying at the new Fort Myers Beach Marina, enjoy full resort access to the Pink Shell Beach Resort, complete with concierge services, 3 pools, and 2 restaurants. Pink Shell Beach Resort and Marina is located along 1/4 mile of Sugar White Sand Beach. As a marina guest, you will have access to their fitness center, shower facilities at the full-service Aquagene Spa, Audrey's Market, free beach chairs, a daily newspaper, 3 pools, and pool towels. Laundry facilities, a game room, and beach activities are available, and the marina portion of Pink Shell is pet-friendly. For more information, visit www.pinkshell.com or call 855-203-5105. Pink Shell is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, Tom, where should we pick up?
All right. I was just about done with my review of marinas, but I would be remiss if I didn't remind those loopers who are on the bay this summer to visit and to explore the Potomac River. There are several beautiful marinas and anchorages in the Potomac. In the Yocomico River, Olverson's Lodge Creek Marina is considered to be the friendliest marina on the bay. That's on the Yocomico River, which is a beautiful destination in its own right. And then there are many other places to visit on the Potomac. You'll see very few other boats on the Potomac. It's almost deserted. But when you get up into D.C., you have a number of options. While Capital Yacht Club is probably the one you will hear of most frequently, the Old Town Alexandria Marina puts you right in the heart of Old Town. And certainly there are water taxis and shuttles back and forth, but many people recommend, rather than staying over on the Maryland and D.C. shore, stay on the Alexandria side and enjoy the restaurants and the history of Old Town Alexandria. So those are, Janice, those are sort of my favorite places to go and some of the marinas, places we like to visit when we're out there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Now, I also wanted to talk about some of what I call the 7 natural wonders of the bay, and I have a hard time keeping it to 7. When you're cruising the bay, keep your eyes open. There's an awful lot to see out there. This area has been inhabited for thousands and thousands of years, and there are arrowheads to prove it. I've found arrowheads from the northern part of the bay down to Crisfield and up to Potomac. And there's also shark's teeth and fossils to be found. I've found shark's teeth on many of the beaches of the bay. And so keep your eyes open and also look for wildlife. Everybody knows there are ospreys and eagles here. You can tell the difference from a long ways off because ospreys hold themselves horizontally as well. Eagles are vertical, hold themselves vertically. And the two birds don't get along well. So you'll often see them flying and fighting in the air, which can be interesting in its own right. An eagle's nest will be 8 to 12 feet across and 10 to 15 feet high, and you'll find them up at the more freshwater portions of the rivers in the Potomac or the Piankatank. And beyond ospreys and eagles, you'll find pelicans even in the winter. We have dolphins, gannets, boobies, which are kind of booby, deer, turtles, terrapin. It's an awful lot of wildlife. But let me tell you some of the what I think are really unusual and fabulous wonders of the bay. The Sassafras River on the Maryland shore, Upper Bay, winds its way up to Georgetown. And the second cove on the south side as you go in there is called Turner Creek. And right at this time of year, the water lilies bloom in the fresh waters at the head of the bay. And Turner Creek and the other creeks right in the immediate area are covered with big yellow water lilies. It is a stunning sight, and it lasts for a couple of weeks, but it's a sight you'll always remember. So One of what I consider the seven natural wonders of the bay would be the water lilies in Turner Creek. Then, moving on down the bay, you get into the Annapolis area, which is, of course, very crowded and very popular. But on the eastern shore is another great cruising ground, which is the Wye River. And what makes this particularly beautiful as a cruising ground is that most of it is a wildlife management area. So there are dozens of anchorages where often you can be all by yourself, not far from the hustle and bustle of a city, but completely quiet and secluded anchorage. And there, if you would like to raft up with people, you might go to Lloyd Creek, but there are dozens of unnamed coves where you can be all to yourself.
Are they charted in your Chesapeake guide, Tom?
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I do always keep a couple of my own personal private favorites tucked up my sleeve. But the Wye River is very popular. It's well known. But there are so many anchorages that you can almost always find one where you'll be by yourself.
That sounds wonderful.
I know a couple of them where there's only room for one or two boats. They're almost completely landlocked with a nice sandy beach where you can take your dog or go for a walk. Another remarkable area on the Chesapeake is the Choptank River. When you enter the Choptank River, the water is just, it's brighter, it's clearer, it's bluer, it's greener. It really stands out for its color. And you could spend a month cruising in the Choptank River, but Harris Creek has some unnamed coves where you can go and have a cove to yourself, and at nighttime there's no sign of lights from cities or, you know, except for occasional plane going overhead, you'd have no idea there was anybody else on the earth. It's just a quiet, beautiful, peaceful area.
Sounds amazing that you could have such solitude on the middle of the Chesapeake Bay. I mean, you think of it as a busy area.
The middle part of the bay certainly is, Janice. From the Annapolis area up to Baltimore is really, it's not unusual to sit out there and count 50 or 100 boats out in your field of vision. On the Potomac, it would be unusual to see two boats.
Uh-huh.
And now most of the Great Loop cruisers who come up the ICW have seen Cypress Swamps, okay? Okay, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Unless you've seen the Pocomoke River. It is absolutely spectacular, and there's nothing. You shut your engine off, and you could be out there with Captain Smith, because there is no sound of a car, not a truck, not a plane, not another boat in sight. And it's a very natural, winding, deep river with beautiful cypress trees. And I highly recommend people take the time to explore the Pocomoke River. And although I didn't mention it on the list of marinas, the city marina at the head of the Pocomoke has free dockage for two nights, free dockage and free electricity. And if you want to stay longer, a slip would be $700 for a year. So the Pocomoke River, get halfway up and just shut everything down and drift for a while, and you can just imagine you're seeing what the Chesapeake looked like 400 years ago. And another area that's sort of hard to define is the little islands that span between Smith Island and Tangier. They're sand spits, they're small sandy islands, and we've been out there exploring, and we have seen every kind of bird that nests in the Chesapeake watershed nesting on these islands. We've walked right up to an osprey nest on the beach without seeing it. So the Fishbone, Herring Island, and Smith Island marshes are a fascinating place to visit. If you go at the right time of year, the Maryland terrapins are nesting. They dig holes in the sand and lay their eggs and cover them up.
Uh-huh.
And this just happens to be the time of year for that as well. And you can't hardly walk down the beach without stepping on a turtle nest.
Oh.
And in the water around you, you see these little sticks popping up like the mangrove seedlings you see in Florida. But those little sticks are actually the heads of terrapins. There's hundreds and probably thousands of them. And just a little bit south of there on Tanger Island itself is the south end of the island is a white sand beach that goes for a mile and a half, and you rarely will see another footprint on it. You've got the Chesapeake Bay on one side of the beach, on the other side you've got Pocomoke Sound, and even in midsummer when you're out there, you're probably going to have the mile and a half of beach entirely to yourself. The easiest way to get there, we find, is to launch the dinghy and go down by a dinghy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, walk from town and then walk down the beach. But it is a white sugar sand beach that stretches for a mile and a half. And certainly, if you're going to go up and down the bay, you would be remiss if you didn't stop and see Tangier and particularly go out onto that beach. Now, also, while you're exploring the bay, there's a tremendous amount of natural history here and geologic history here. You'll find shark's teeth on many of our beaches, but if you are going from Annapolis to Solomons or vice versa, you'll be going along Calvert Cliffs, near Solomons. And although there's no harbor to anchor in, it's a very easy place to anchor and spend the day walking on the beach, which is world-renowned for the fossils that you will find there.
Mm-hmm.
I have oysters, barnacles, and scallops myself, but it's a nice run from Annapolis to Solomons, and you can stop for lunch here and have a beautiful walk on a beach in a state park and find fossils. For those going up the Potomac, on the eastern side of Potomac in Wade's Bay, you can pull out of the mainstream and anchor, and the beaches there also have all sorts of fossils on them. So these are sort of the natural wonders of the bay. And there are people here today who found other places that they would like to add to the list, but these are some of my favorite places that I found in the last 25, 30 years of cruising here on the bay.
Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Steve and I do the Potomac. We didn't spend much time on the bay, but it's definitely a place to go back to. We are just about out of time, Tom, so I want to thank you again. Anybody who is going to be going to the Chesapeake or already there, Waterway Guide has a great cruising guide for the Chesapeake, and I'm sure all of the wonders that Tom has talked about are noted there. Tom, anything in closing?
No, I hope that anybody who's on the bay will stop by and visit Christina and me at Regatta Point. We'd be glad to show you pictures and talk about some of our favorite other hidey holes. And there are many other lovely marinas and lovely anchorages that we know of. There just isn't time to tell them all. I also just want to mention in the last week since I was with you, Janice, I've added yet another unnamed anchorage to my list of lifetime anchorages here on the bay. And I've been here for 30 years, and I'm still finding new places all the time.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. It sounds like you'll be out exploring this weekend again, too.
I sure will.
Say hello to everyone there at Waterway Guy for us. And, again, thank you very much. Beth, thank you for joining us.
Okay,
and
everybody.
We'll
have a
back next week, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.